Good morning. Welcome to God Wants Me to Make This Podcast. This is a show for people who believe in podcasts. I've created this podcast because I feel that God has saved my life many times. I don't know who God is. We're not going to get into that yet. But I believe that God has saved my life enough times that I'm alive today to make this podcast, to tell you that I'm alive today to make this podcast. This is the first podcast I've ever made. My name is Anonymous Joe. I guess we'll call me that. And I'm making this podcast in homage to discipline. I'm trying to quit smoking cigarettes again. And I've been smoking for 35 years. I've quit many times now. The best quit I had was for 3 years. I quit smoking. I've several times I've quit smoking and I've done illegal. That's not really the way I'm going to look at it. They're illegal drugs, yes, but the illegality of them is not what makes them interesting, of course. That's more cocaine and heroin. Those are the illegality of them kind of adds to the thrill of doing them. Not as much with LSDs and psychedelics. The whole thing about getting caught really kind of brings you down when you're doing that stuff. Rather than when, you know, the thrill of like copping hard drugs and getting away with it time after time. There's a thrill to that. And then you get a little blasé and you do it in front of the cops. And well, anyway, we're not here to talk about drugs. That's another story, another episode maybe. I don't know. But today we're talking about cigarettes. It's all I'm going to talk about because that's what's on my mind. So, yeah, this time I just, like the last time I quit, the last time I quit was only for a couple of days, but 2 days without a cigarette was proof to me that I could just go and up and quit cigarettes anytime I wanted. If I can get through 2 days, I can get through 4 days, I can get through 6 days and eight and on and on and on. Because that's all it is, and that I've learned that thing from AA. Probably the greatest thing that I learned from AA. There's many things I learned. I was in AA for a number of years. I'm still a recovering alcoholic. I don't drink. Just doesn't mix. The thing that I learned was it's just 24 hours. And if you can do one 24 hours, you can do another 24 hours. And that's probably, yeah, that's the thing. So if I can get through 1 day without a cigarette, I can get through 2 days without a cigarette, I can get through 3 days without a cigarette. I have a lot of ideas for podcasts, too. I've been toying with this idea for well over a year. I was going through a notebook yesterday looking for notes on some project, I was looking for a notebook to make notes, do a project around my house that I've been working on. So I needed to write notes down, and I found this old notebook, and I was flipping through it, and there was something from probably about, God, that would have to have been almost getting on 2 years ago that I had I was very high on drugs all the time. It was a bad place to be at the time. I can't talk about that now. But I wanted to do a podcast about the space mission, the mission to the moon. I was the year that the 50th anniversary of the moon landing in 2019. That's 2 years ago. That was the first time I thought about making a podcast, and I realized I was just not ready to do it in so many ways. Anyway, bouncing all over the place. Most of the plans I have for podcasts require a lot more structure and planning than this thing that I'm doing right here, right now. I want to talk politics. I have political ideas. I have some really creative, interesting educational ideas for podcasts. I have some really funny ideas for some funny stuff that could be done. I don't know why I'm talking about podcasts. What am I talking about is cigarettes. I don't want to really talk about cigarettes, just that I don't want to smoke them today. We can talk about... the reason I'm using a podcast format to discuss this is because I have so many multiple different vices that I have to... Yeah, that I'm constantly battling, and I've had to give up some, and I have to give up another, and I have to keep giving them up because I don't have moderation. It's not something that I'm particularly good at. Other people don't. It is a disease. I totally believe that part of it is a disease of the mind that wants my body dead. Absolutely. Other people don't have it. They don't understand it. So with all the different vices I have, some of them have a 12-step fellowship built up around them. I'll turn this background music down. Many of them do have 12-step fellowships surrounding their particular vices. But so often, like with Alcoholics Anonymous in particular, the fact if you want to be someone that, say, smokes marijuana, they have issue with that as a group. And individuals, most of the people I met there, have that issue that, well, you can't really smoke marijuana and call yourself sober in the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I guess I understood when I was in it. It's 4:20 right now. I understood that when I was in it, but I never really accepted it and liked it. And I don't, to this day, do. And I believe that there's like what they call California Anonymous or something. I don't know what the hell they call it. But it's based on this West Coast idea that it's okay to smoke pot and use pot. And really, what's fascinating about that is how behind all the times the AA people want to be now. Now it's like the AA people have lumped themselves in with the Republicans from the 80s. You know, they're like the Ronald Reagans now. It's ridiculous. Like, oh, you know, pot smoking is just not okay. When the rest of the country is getting progressive and understanding that pot is good for many, many things. I'll have another episode about where I got to quit smoking pot. I had to or whatever. But yeah, it seems very antiquated of the AA meeting to be anti-marijuana. And I don't know that they take a stance, and they don't take a stance. They specifically don't take a stance on that. The book was written at the same time as like propaganda films like Reefer Madness were out there. And they were certainly aware of the rising opium epidemic that was all across the country, opium dens and all that was not, they still existed in the 30s. It was dying out, but they probably didn't exist in the 30s. I think that was a throwback that probably ended before the 30s. But regardless, there was plenty of drug usage out there between the cocaine and the heroin in the 30s. For the Alcoholics Anonymous program to be aware that people had problems with them. And you have Reefer Madness coming out before the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous comes out. So it's a national discussion about that as well. So they distinctly, deliberately chose not to bring that into the, make that their part of the program. They don't bring it up. They don't want to talk about it. Anyway, I'm trying to, sorry guys, just trying to, without getting up from my chair, turn that music down. Problem with all these, oh my goodness, all these connected devices working remotely, things don't work. Well, I run my music through my computer onto my home stereo through a network connection, but I can't control the volume from my computer. Only just a little bit. I can't really do much from the computer. It only allows me to adjust a little bit. Actually, it didn't used to allow me to adjust it at all. I figured out how to work it so I can do some. Anyway, so the point being, with all these different vices and all these different issues that I have to work on individually, because giving up everything all at once has not necessarily ever worked for me. It did at times, but when I quit drinking and I quit everything else, I should have quit smoking. That's just a given. If you quit drinking, you quit doing drugs. If you start smoking on the regs, it's like, why? Why'd you do any of it? And I think that's why I fully, completely relapsed. I never drank alcohol again. I haven't drank alcohol in, it's going to be 20 years here in just, not too long. It's not 20, it's like 18 years or something now. But no, it's not. It's 17 years since I've drank. And I was a bad, bad drinker. And I've tried to drink since then. So when I found myself going to AA meetings and talking about the fact that I haven't drank in blah, these years, and I got problems with this, this, and that, and people just roll their eyes at me, and I'm just like, what am I doing here? So that's why I'm doing my own show, my own thing. It's why I feel like I find an audience of people that agree with this mentality and see where this thing goes, because that's the only reason I'm doing this podcast, is doing anything. It's like, I need to get out there, and I feel that so many of the things that I, well, once I get through this and I've quit doing the things that I'm trying to quit doing, then I'll get a different podcast. But as long as I'm struggling to quit doing these things and better myself, I'm going to keep doing this podcast. And then, who knows, perhaps there'll be people listening and I'll keep doing this podcast for them, not for me. Thank you. Goodbye.